Welcome to the Path to Profit podcast with your hosts, Dr. Manette Riordan and Brad Dobson.
Hey, welcome back to the Path to Profit podcast. I'm Dr. Manette Riordan. This is my awesome husband, Brad Dobson. Super excited to be here today with a fresh episode with an amazing woman that I wish I'd had more time to spend with, but I'm hoping that's going to change in the future. So our guest today is Paula D'Andrea. Welcome, Paula. Glad to have you here.
Hi, how are you today? Thank you so much for having me here.
We're super excited for this conversation. As always, before we even started the show, I had to pause Paula because she's sharing all this juicy, great content and say, wait, we got to get this on the recording. So we're going to tell you more about her in a minute. And as always, I want to start with a quote. And this one is in alignment with our theme for today, which is all about talking to Paula about being a reset expert. And the quote is, each morning we are born again. What we do today is what matters most. And it says it's from the Buddha, but there's a lot of people that said it, and Paula probably could have said it too. So Brad's going to share a little bit about Paula with you and some of the amazing things that she's done, because she's done a lot in her lifetime.
Yeah, I want to learn more about Paula is the reset expert, and I want to learn more about this. I reset my computer here recently, and I'm wondering whether that might not help me a little bit in life as well. So I'll read Paula's bio. Paula D'Andrea is a speaker on the topics of mindset, wellness, and inspiration. As the reset expert, she helps busy professionals leverage their energy for increased vitality, health, and productivity to enjoy the freedom lifestyle they work so hard for. I think that's us.
Yeah.
She has served as a facilitator in wellness, fitness, and coaching, and is an expert in how to overcome stress, insomnia, burnout, and deal with weight issues caused by prolonged sitting, traveling, and overall inactivity.
That's me.
Okay, we're identifying with this strongly.
Yeah, that's good. We'll talk later.
Well, let's just go from that. I think that covers the big part of it. Welcome again. I love this concept of the reset expert, and maybe you could just tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. Thanks, Brad, and thanks, Manette, again. And yes, I can totally relate to the quote that you started off with. And you know, it really is the concept of that is that you do get a do-over. Mm. But, you know, be really strong about that. Is that. Maybe not in the same way that you thought things were going to be. However, you do have all the answers inside. And I know a lot of people cringe when they hear that, when people say that, you know, especially a coach, and they'll give you that. But the truth of it is that you do know, you have a tremendous capacity to take things in. And so it's just literally being able to tap into that, to be able to give yourself that reset, to look at, say, okay, this worked for me, this didn't work for me. And the things that worked for me, what was there? And the things that didn't work for me, what was there? Being gratitude for both and taking those parts of you that, you know, really worked and even didn't work, because it brings you closer to who you are and what you want. And you do have that opportunity to be able to do it for your health, for your spirituality, for your intellect, for your social settings, for every part of your life. You're able to give yourself that. And I think that's one of the key things, is give yourself that.
So I love that. I love that perspective on being grateful both for what worked and what didn't work. And I'm curious how you got to this point in your life, because I know even in the couple of years that I've known you, there's been some evolutions in your own business. So why are you so passionate about this concept of helping people to reset their mindset?
That's a really good perspective, Manette. Thanks for the question. And it's something that has grown, and it's really has been for me to give myself my own reset and say, what am I good at? You know, I did, when I look at it, of course, from a marketing perspective, and when you have your coach who will say, I'm sure you say to your clients, is say, you know, what worked for you before? What's your passion? What are you good at? What's the thing that people have always come to you for your life? And I've always been that kind of go-to person. I just naturally have the gift of that pull forward. And I really rejected it for many reasons early in my life. I was very rebellious, had a lot of things going on in my early life that I was just like this. And when I had my free time, I got out there and rocked that out like in a big way. So I had a little bit of my own hot mess going on for a bit. And one of the things that really pulled me together, and one of my strengths is my body, and that I am a physical person. It comes naturally to me. And I found through my training clients that, you know, it was really hard for them when they would say, God, thank you so much for doing what you do because you helped get me in the gym. And I noticed that, and although I loved that career, it wasn't really it for me. And I really got leveled out in my personal life. I lost my sister very tragically, and then soon after that, my father, and then my mother. And it really brought me on a journey of self-discovery to go through that loss, to go through all of that sadness. And then all of a sudden, one day, it came into, I have a lot of freedom in my life. And I have a lot of gifts, and what am I going to do with this? And it just comes so easy to be able to guide other people through this. I've been through tremendous adversity, and so if somebody has just even that much, it's to open up the space for that is easy, and it's almost at this point to Brad and Manette is that I can't stop it. It's just I keep expanding into it, and that's how I guide people when I'm helping them goal set, is keep expanding into more of who you are, just as you said that in that quote, you know, every day is an opportunity to become more of who you are.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I love that. And so I'm curious about this concept of goal setting, because you know, it's you say that women actually fail in even setting the goals in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you mean by that? Because I feel like I set lots of goals. I don't necessarily always see them through. So where's the disconnect?
The disconnect is really in how you set them. And it's getting yourself what I would say is lined up. And that is in alignment.
Yeah.
Align your energy so that you can then, just really go past any safety zones and limitations that you have set for yourself. And most people, and again, going back, this is something that I've been studying for 20 plus years. I still work with a lot of people on their health. That's how they come in, is to address something. They spent so many hours behind the desk, and now they're like, oh, my body is failing me. And it really isn't that. It's like people are looking to change an environment. And when you're coming from that standpoint, you only get so far. It's like, okay, well, let me lose, like I'll lose 5 pounds and I'll be good. Or I'll go to the gym like once a day. However, if we take it right to the top and look at who you are in your spirit, and then line that up with your values and what you believe in, so that then you can expand and keep expanding into that, behaviors and environment take care of themselves. And also, it allows you to accompany that into like when you have those moments of like, I can't do this anymore, like I'm done with this, which is an entrepreneur's.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. There's absolutely a lot of that.
It is. It's like, okay, I have this. I have, I thought it was closer. I have my vision board. I have a vision for myself, and I have clear outcomes that I've designed for myself. Is there some tweaking along the way? Absolutely. That's flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
That's being open to possibility and what's going to come up. However, if you've painted a really clear picture for yourself, you have a lot more chance of like, you know, when you really know what you want, when you can feel it, when you can see it, when you can hear it, you have a lot more potential for achieving that than just kind of like going, okay, well, here's my list, and looking at it and going, and putting away, which is what a lot of people do. And
I think this is
that things don't happen like that, and they
sure.
go,
yeah, they give up.
I think so, this is like, it's interesting for us is that we spend a lot of time talking about I think similarities or how we integrate our entrepreneurship with our lives,
mm-hmm.
and at least for us, I don't know that there's a huge separation. Part of that is us being trying to be authentic all of the time. Part of it is just because we work as a couple, we work out of our house. And so it's interesting to hear you talk about this, because the things you're talking about are all relevant both to your life journey and your entrepreneurial journey. Yeah. At least for me, I'm kind of a fitness nut, and I'm finding that a lot of the goal setting things and visualization things that come out of my fitness and training are directly relevant and useful in entrepreneurship and vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a key to life.
Yeah. And I guess I like to see similarities like that, because it just makes things a little more simple for me, because I'm able to process. It's not like I process entrepreneurial things differently than I process life skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think
go with your strengths, Brad. That's really what it's about, is that. And congratulations on your marathons.
Yeah. Iron Man, two Iron Man.
Thank you.
Wow. That's hugely, I did a half triathlon at one point. So
very nice.
My hat's off to you on that. And you know, what you said is really spot on, because the thing about it is start with what you like.
Yeah.
Now that's even, going, towards anything. It's, what's the best cardio to do out there? Is it running? Is it jumping rope? Is it jogging, hiking? What is it? Do what you like to begin with. Then you start adding on from there. One of the keys of all of this that we're talking about is momentum. And that's really key. Like, mm-hmm. The goals are great. Keeping yourself, that's what keeps you on track. So build it, take areas of your life where you are successful and bring it in. That's one of the keys that I look at when I'm working with a client, is saying, okay, what are you good at? What have you done already that now can complement?
Nice.
And carry over, because that part of you that's able to do this can do this.
That's funny, because
I'm taking mad notes over here. That's why I'm looking around.
The term momentum has come up a few times in the last couple of days for us. And it just really is so true. And I love that concept of being able to build momentum over here and bring that over to a different place. I tend to think of momentum as like, okay, I have momentum down this track, but I don't have it over here.
But it's the same skills, right?
You can borrow it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's the same skills. I read this great definition of action from Jack Canfield that I think really takes this whole conversation a step forward. And he said, action is best explained as the bridge between your inner world and your outer world. Your outer world is a manifestation of your inner world. And as you change on the inside, your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, you also change on the outside, which is basically what you said earlier about when you change and you get into alignment, then the rest takes care of itself. But I've never thought of action that way before, as the bridge between the inner and the outer.
Yeah, I'm going to put my medical intuitive hat on now.
Awesome.
And give you that scope. Each part of your body has a function. We're comprised of systems. So the nervous system is really your perception of the world. It's how you're taking things in. What is that built upon? Things that you're taking in at a mad rate all day. You're taking in pictures and sounds and, things that are in another conversation. You're all pulling that. So when we say you have all the answers inside, you really do, because your subconscious has been pulling it in. That part of you, for most people, is so untapped, and that's where the wealth of information sits. So yes, so we can say, can we find what our inner life is? So when we can wade through all of this, like, front line that we're in on a regular basis. I used to have one of my clients had a pill box, Sunday through Saturday. But if you could think of that, those little doors of those compartments, is that once they're filled up, it's like blank. It's almost, it's like you go on shutdown. And it's particularly for an entrepreneur. It's like, I got this project, I got an interview coming up, I've got this client right after it. You know, okay, you know, all the shuffling that goes around, you know, to try to fit it all in.
Yeah.
So once we can, you know, take that and put that aside and then just come back, give yourself that reset from your day, hold up that vision board so you can take a look at it. Look at that list, that outcome, read out your outcome out loud and say, this is what I want. These are the actions that I can take to now. This is how I want to put myself out in the world. This is what I want to receive. Most importantly, and for women especially, is being known that, and this is what I'm giving out, which they're so wonderful at. And it's about really about receiving that too. So getting that signaling from your body and from your mind and putting you into right action.
So how does all of this connect?
I love that.
I do too. Getting into right action. We talk about that.
I'm a Buddhist, so I want to hear about right action.
But you talk about how there's one element that's really important to branding, marketing, fitness, your financial plan, all of this, you know, so what is the connection between what you're sharing and how we can really be successful in all these different areas of our lives?
Good question. Really simply, you. That's who's behind doing the marathon, creating a seminar or webinar, of being that your financial planning, your diet plan, you know, every scope of you, you're the designer. So everything that we've been talking about, it's like be the fit that fits you. And when I say that, it's your freedom, integration, and transformation. Your transformations will happen like that. Here's what gets in the way, all this chatter that's up here. So it's really about mindfulness, about being able to quiet that chatter so that all the good stuff can rise up and come out and keep expanding. So again, you can give and you can receive. And
it's so calming. I'm just like, every time you do this, I'm just like relaxing right along with you.
That's my cue. I'm putting you in that way. And that's true. And that's part of my Zen quality. So there you go, Brad. Again, a little Buddha in through here. And that's exactly what it is, because there is a lot of behind the scenes stuff that you have to do. There's action that you have to take. There's, you know, it's a constant. You're putting yourself out there every day. So what are you giving yourself? What are the things that are most important to you? A nice car is beautiful to drive around in. I've had them. I've had my dream car. I had a 64.5 Mustang. I walked that out. I loved it. It was like my little, actually, my matchbox from when I was a kid of doing that and being able to let all those dreams surface. And so now once we get out of the ego and really sink into who we are and say, this is going to bring me joy to receive it for myself or to give it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know, what you're doing, what I'm doing, you know, I know when you're in your higher self, when you're, you know, with somebody coaching them and everything like that, you're full. You're in that expansion place and you're giving.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you're receiving because it's where what matches your heart.
Right. So you talk about women holding on to trapped energy. Are they holding on to it in other places than their pill boxes up here?
Mostly here, where I just said about that last part. That's a key part of it, is that, you know, for protection reasons, mostly, most women, what I found in a lot of women that I work with, and men too. I work equally with both, but especially for women, if they've, you know, anyone that's experienced anything from bullying to some type of a abusive environment growing up or later in life, or even loss that I've had as well, illness, which I've also had, all of these things, you keep on taking a hit and, you know, you tighten up a bit. And then also the other part of it is this part. I can't, I'm not worth it. All of those limiting beliefs that sit up there too, that, you know, so you've got these two spaces that are closed, and what's happened is I'm coming here, I'm closing all this, I'm closing my voice. When I can line up, get into my spirit, connect back to who I am, what I really believe in, what I value in life.
So for people that are listening on iTunes, I'm going to encourage you to go over to YouTube and just watch Paula and sit in her beautiful, expansive energy. She's using a lot of beautiful hand movements to show us what alignment looks like from the top of our head to opening our arms. And every time you open your arms, I feel that expansiveness and the receiving, right? So it's more about just sitting in that space, receiving alignment from spirit, from out, within, everywhere. And so I want to encourage people to go and watch if you're just listening today, because it's really, really beautiful.
Thanks, Manette. And that's what I call rocking your higher vibe. That's, you know, so here's the rock force behind it is that that's me lifting my vibration.
Yeah.
Me. This is the, you know, the Zen rock combination that's out there to reset the world, that just let you open up a little bit more and more and more and keep that heart expanding. And as you raise your vibration, everything is out there for you.
So will you tell us a little bit about your entrepreneurial journey? Because we were talking about a little before we got on the line, and you gave us a glimpse of it, but I want other people to hear about from the rocking it out to the Zen piece to the reset expert. You know, sometimes people see us or meet us and we look like we have it all together. We look like our brand is all perfect and super clear, right? But I know there's been an evolution for you from where you were a few years ago to where you are now. Can you talk a little bit about your sort of branding journey, if you will?
Sure. It's, you know, as you mentioned, I was coming out of a fitness background. I've been in personal development for 20 plus years. I had a base in helping people with weight loss and bodybuilding, which was my natural. And I wish that I had a quick photo by here. I thought would have one of my cards, but I mentioned earlier about having illness and having accidents and so forth. It saved my life being in that body of being that. And it was something that was questioning. My life got hold on a little bit. I was in coaching and I had a lot of family loss, and I just had to go through that journey. And then I started making that lateral. I was in my fitness. I enjoyed it. Most of what I enjoyed going towards the end of it really were my clients. There was such strong bonds and relationships there, but I knew there was something else. So what is it? And the more that I played with it and started opening myself up of huge, huge step for me to become visible, get online and start posting stuff. And I'm very much an introvert. I do go to that Zen place, that Buddha place, and draw my energy in. And that's all that it means, is that I get energy from within. Other people get it from out. And there are times when I'm speaking, when I'm with clients, that I definitely get it from others. But I need to give myself that reset to go into that space to do it. So I had this whole thing that was developing. I did a seminar. It came out of Rockspiration was the name of my 30-day thing. I had some really top people in that. Everybody said yes, just like that. Sent out 18 invitations, and within an hour, got 15 back. We're in. Started Rockstar Monday and had this whole thing going. And then it just had a longevity. I was changing in the process. Going to this, sitting behind a computer, was not my thing. I started getting flare-ups from my knee and in my neck and my back, everywhere that possible. And it was just like, and then I started gaining weight and I'm like, let's hold this back here. So I got the flip side. People that I have been training, executives and entrepreneurs and so forth, I got the meaning of like, wow, now I know why they really set an appointment with me 3 times a week. So it's really is that. just continuing to grow and develop and pushing myself, getting out of my comfort zone and actually allowing more of my spirit to rise. I then went on to become a hypnotherapist, minister, medical intuitive. Wow. So I've continued my education and allowed this natural gift that I've had that I squashed down for a long time start to give rise. And so I still have that little edgy part of me that wants to kick in. So it's a nice blend, and it's really is coming into reflective of, some more similar to this, just a deep penetration is what a lot of people get from that. And you're saying you're even feeling this when I do this. I energize that every day. It is my hope that every time I speak, that I present myself, that people feel it. Mm-hmm. And so thank you, because that's a huge compliment to me.
Yeah. That's got to make you feel great.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's been a lot of work to put this together. I had a very rebellious side to me that pushed and resisted. So I get that when people come in and they're suppressing, they're resisting, they're pushing away. What? Because the thing is that when people are looking at things that are flaws, that's your greatest gift. Mm. That's the gravy right there, is that's what you want to dip into. That's what you want to like go boom and pop that up to the surface, because that's the person that everybody wants to connect with.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? You know, I know personally I'm going through this, and I think Manette is to a certain extent right now, just learning a lot about limiting beliefs and how it shapes my every decision, how it, for good, for better or for worse, that kind of internal vision of myself, the things that I believe, that either came from, you know, when I was 4 or 17 or 34, whatever it was, it's amazing how, until you actually take the time to get help from someone like yourself or to do just whatever you do to do the internal work to identify those beliefs, you never really get a handle on a way to be authentic and to bring your whole self to the table. I don't know. It's kind of crazy to me. I mean, I'm 40. What am I, 48?
Yeah.
So I'm getting old, but to be looking at this stuff now, it's freeing.
It is. It's totally freeing. And it's, you know, one of the biggest compliments that I get when I get somebody on the other side is that the peace of mind that they get is really what it's all about. And then they say, what took me so long? It doesn't matter how long it takes. And congratulations, Brad, on bringing yourself through this journey and also being open to, you know, accepting and again, receiving it. And just being in that place, it's kind of like we're all late bloomers, right? Yeah. And getting to that sweet spot of who we are. And it's really acceptance of who you are. And when you get that, I use EFT, I do tapping.
Yeah.
And in that setup statement, it's the statement that I use is, even though I have and whatever the problem is, I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Sure.
That's what we're here for. That's what we're on for. When you get to that spot where you can say, I deeply and completely love and accept myself with all the crap that I've been through in my life, with all the sorrow that I've had, with all the fear, with all the anger, with all the joy,
yeah,
all of the good things and the bad things and everything in between, that's the place that you want to do. For me, I struggled with it for a long time, and that's what's gotten me where, and I've gotten good at what I do.
Yeah, I guess what I'm thinking is that, you know, I spend a lot of time thinking of myself as just me, and I'm who I am, and I'm not sure about other people, but I kind of really believe that everybody could say what you said, which is, you know, with all the crap that I've been through and all the sorrow and all, is life, right? Everybody has everybody has gone through that in their own way. There are very, very few people that come through their, I don't know, 30s maybe without some sort of trauma or just life that builds that stuff up.
And it's true. And life is happening all the time. I remember I lost my sister, as I mentioned, tragically. And on that same day, I had a client of mine when she found out. She had also found out that a friend of hers gave birth to a beautiful daughter, and a friend of hers was diagnosed with breast cancer. So that is the gamut. It is taking you, life is taking you all the place. So it's like, okay, how do I stand front and center with everything that I've got? How do I reset? How do I get in, take all of that good stuff, leave the rest of it, and be square in who I am? And some days I'm going to screw up. Some days I'm an a-hole, you know? You have those moments where, you know, you lose whatever. The thing is that when you can keep what is really important to you so that you're not losing sight of your values and your beliefs, and that pulls you right back in. You have that moment where you kind of let it go for a second, and then you go, okay, I can ground myself just like that. I'll pull myself back in. And that's probably the biggest thing too, is that where you notice when people have the drama and everything like that, and you go through that stuff where it would take you out for like a really long time. Like, you know, you'd be like days or weeks, or some people months or even years with certain things. That's our struggle. It's what we go through. But when you can tighten it up and pull it like that and center yourself right back in, give yourself that quick reset. I actually give people a reset button that allows them to do that without thinking and so forth, so that
You need to market that.
They can do it when they really, really need it, when they don't have the time to kind of like, you know, sit with themselves and stuff. They're in a busy place. They're giving a presentation or, you know, meeting with somebody, and they need to turn that energy around really quickly. And it really is about that. I work on acceleration, and I think that's one of the things of for me, because I spent so much time in the muck and in that dark, that I just got to a point where it had to go somewhere else. It was like I couldn't stand it anymore. And that's where most people are coming. That's the point of journey I'm reaching people, is that I'm done. Like, I'm so done. Like, I can't stand myself anymore. And really get to that point where, like, going, okay, enough. And so what's my turning point? And you know what? We've all ruminated. We've all, like, you know, hashed that.
Yeah, right.
Beat it. You know, like, yes. How many times can you do that?
That's the place I'm at. I've been on this journey for personal development, you know, for so long. And it's like stuff just keeps coming up and keeps coming up. But I'm really curious
That's the part where you say, I can't believe I'm not past this shit yet.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's
track. I mean, it's the layers, the layers. I'm like an onion. I have layers. But before we run out of time, I think what would be really helpful is to share with people the elements of a daily practice that you teach your clients that they can learn how to just be able to push that reset button really quickly. And it's one of the things that Brad and I have been talking about a lot. If you do any study at all of like all the famous CEOs and super successful people, one of the things that they all have is a morning routine. They have a daily practice, and it's different for different people, even though there's common elements. So I'm curious, what's your daily practice that you recommend?
Sure. Everybody approaches it a little bit differently, Manette. You know, like I said, there's different names for it and things like that. I like daily practice. It's something that has resonated with me for a long time. And it's really about, one of my other topics I speak on is about strengthening and leveraging your energy. Mm-hmm. And we touched upon a lot of the things that we touched upon today will really help get you there, because that's what it is. It's like, you know, I like to kid that I stood around the gym and I counted reps for a long time, and now I'm sitting around counting vibrations. I want to get everybody rocking up so that you're really like in as much alignment as you can be. So having a daily practice helps to bring that in.
Yeah.
You know, start with the things, you know, on a separate, I have people keep a gratitude journal. That's number one.
Yeah.
And that's a practice in and of itself. That's part of a daily practice. The other things are things of that are going to stretch you, you know, that are going to strengthen you, because that is the thing. We get lazy. Everybody does.
Yeah.
So whether it's going to the gym or, you know, sitting with ourselves and saying, okay, who do I really want to be? Who am I putting out there? Why am I doing all of this? Why am I spending all this time, you know, doing this marketing, doing my branding, trying to connect with people and all this stuff? What is it? What's going to feed your soul? What's going to help strengthen you, like, mind, body, and soul? So exercise practices that you want to bring in, whether it be a go out and do a walking meditation, go and do a hike, go do a kettlebell class, something that's going to challenge you physically. So these are the things that we bring in. We start with the easy stuff, and then we build out, you know, and add in things that are, maybe I want to get better at my finances, so I'm going to spend a day reading a chapter of a book.
Right.
You know, or I'm going to, you know, read one article on money online or Forbes or something that is associated with that. something that, you know, a lot of people, I'm not good at meditating. Just sit with yourself. Take a nice deep breath. Sit back and relax. Open your eyes and see that things are brighter. That's quick meditation.
Yeah.
And all forms of it. You can do it from, you know, 30 seconds to 30 minutes.
Right. So
all things that are going to build and strengthen you and help just bring you more into alignment, closer and closer to your values and your beliefs.
I love how you have taken so many of the metaphors and analogies from personal training into the field of personal development, because I think people can really resonate with that. I love that concept of strengthening and stretching on the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual levels, right? It's really this beautiful, beautiful package.
Yeah, and that's what I do best, Manette. I mean, that's like really what, you know, it's just that's my approach to it. And fitness is personal development. I was in that, and really I had clients who, you know, needed the body, and, you know, I've got pictures of mine of them and things like that, you know, necessary to be in front of the camera and all this kind of stuff. I also had a lot of people that were coming in for that spirituality part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that had to get through the emotions, that were going through divorces, that were going through losses, that were going through traumatized childhoods, that didn't feel good about their body, that had, were shamed by their body, that were beaten in their body, you know, all of this stuff that has been, you know, in. So I think that's definitely is an easy gateway for people, because we're physical.
Yeah. You
get to the non-physical stuff and even non-material stuff when talking about creating an outcome. Well, I want a car, I want a nice house, I want, you know, beautiful relationship, you know, that, you know, all of these things that you can see, but really what are you seeing internally? Going back to the beginning of our in closing out this, making it complete, what are you really seeing?
Beautiful. I love that. So Paula, before we close out, this is awesome. Such great information.
Yeah,
really beautiful. So in alignment with how Brad and I attempt to live our lives on a daily basis. But how can people get in touch with you, find out more about what you're up to? We can include any links in the show notes. But tell us what you're up to and how can people find out more?
Thanks, Manette. The best way is to look at my site, which is always a work in progress, as most people are. But my main site is pauladandrea.com.
Yeah.
And there you can find out a little bit more about me, about what some of my clients get, some of the things that I'm offering. You know, sign up. I've also created a gift specifically for your show, pauladandrea.com/path2. Profits, and in there are 11 resets to a mindful practice.
Oh, and wow!
Just giving you some of these concepts that we've you know touched upon today to look at. You know, when people say things are trite or whatever, well, you get the meaning behind it of to not take things personally, to get out of your own way, to deeply and completely love and accept yourself. Those are game changers in your life. And they will start to bring in the list, non-material and immaterial that you want, that you say that you want in life. And it's also going to clarify what you don't want and give you new meaning to what really you want in life.
Good stuff.
Beautiful. I love that. And that was pauladandrea.com/path2 profits.
Yes.
Awesome. I think Brad and I'll be going to download that and check it out.
This was a lot of you speaking the truth. I love this. Very cool.
Thank you. That's the only way I know to go. And thank you for receiving it too. Another of my taglines is truth delivered with love, because I know behind it, part of my journey and one of my successes is being able to soften that a little bit. There was a lot of intensity that was coming, a lot of energy that was coming at people for a while. And I had to learn how to take that and go through my own expansion to be in this delivery of it and receiving it as well. And it's what I want to do with other people.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Paula.
Appreciate it. Just great information. Absolutely loved it. Thank you for speaking your truth with love today.
Thank you.
We are the Path to Profit Academy at PathToProfitAcademy.com. We'd love to hear from you on Facebook, hear from you on iTunes with a review, comment on the blog. Actually, I'm doing a healthy entrepreneur series right now, which is kind of like what she's talking about. But this was awesome. Thank you very much. Have a great day, Paula.
And we'll see you soon, everybody, on the Path to Profit podcast with another great interview coming your way.
Thanks for listening.